A sexual assault that occurred in Cowan Heights last Friday has sparked a lot of conversation about what needs to be done to help prevent such incidents from ever happening in the first place. The Newfoundland and Labrador Sexual Assault Crisis and Prevention Centre provides support to victims of sexual assault. VOCM's Richard Duggan spoke with the Executive Director, Sandra McKellar, about the supports that are in place and what more can be done to help prevent sexual violence.
When we see these sorts of violent offenses taking place, what is your reaction?
It is somewhat disheartening that we still have this issue to deal with, although I know that there are lots of efforts being put into it, but it says that it's not enough because we're still having primarily women brutalized.
Do you think that more needs to be done to prevent previous offenders from reoffending?
That, I think, is very much a legal question in terms of my response is that when a situation like this comes up, that all venues are looked at in terms of what can be done to address the situation, to make it safer for women, for anyone who has been sexually violated. What is necessary? What do we need to put in place? On one hand, we can say that you keep people who offend incarcerated longer, and maybe for some situations it will work, but I think it really is looking at the entire system and figuring out what needs to be put in place and being consistent with whatever services and supports we put in place.
When someone comes to you who has been a victim of sexual assault or is someone who's just worried about it happening, what advice do you give them?
Okay, when they're worried about it happening, we talk about things like being safe, being aware of your environment, but also being very aware, too, that it is really not appropriate to blame the victim, that it should be a safe place for everyone to walk. We also look at the kind of supports that we can provide as an organization. I guess what I really would like to talk about for people who've experienced sexual violence is, you know, the Sexual Assault Crisis Prevention Center, we are provincial, and we provide the service and support. That is what our focus is on in terms of eradicating violence.
What sort of a role does the general public have in helping to prevent sexual assaults? And what would your message be to the general public who are wondering what they can do to help?
The focus on safety for all, on being respectful for all, essentially people being kind to each other, being respectful to each other. And sometimes the public will say, well, I don't know what to do. I think educating themselves in terms of the available supports, which would be the Sexual Assault Crisis Prevention Center, which would be the Journey Project, which would also be the drop-in center at the St. John's Status of Women, which would be violence prevention. These are organizations which may be able to provide additional information, materials that could help anyone who wants to support someone who has experienced sexual violence. To seek support, that it is never, ever the victim or the survivor's fault, ever. Nobody should be treated in that way, and that to seek support when they're ready for it, it needs to be trauma-informed, and that the support is out there.
And, you know, that's been a message that I can remember hearing for quite some time now, and it's a message that keeps getting reinforced, that it's not the victim's fault. Do you feel like we're making any sort of headway in sort of breaking that stigma?
Yes, I actually think we have. It is a slow process, very slow, but I think there are fewer people now who blame the victim. Okay, because we see there has been at times focused approach in terms of supporting survivors, of supporting victims, and that needs to continue. We need to hold people, the perpetrators, accountable. Work needs to be done, but it is being done because of organizations like ours, programs like the Journey Project. I think the advocacy that various community-minded organizations put into it with the focus on safety for all has made a difference. But as I said, it takes time, and we all wish that it didn't happen. The reality is it does, and we need to continue the work.